For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Music in the service. Music has long been a part of the Apostolic Faith Church services. The psalmist encouraged vocal music in the house of the Lord when he wrote, "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints." He alluded to instrumental music in Psalm 150, where we read, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." Since music often inspires a spirit of worship and communion with the Almighty God, we incorporate vocal selections into nearly all apostolic faith meetings. Instruments ranging from piano, keyboard, or organ, to orchestras comprised of string, woodwind, and brass instruments are often used when the size and abilities of the congregation makes this possible. Prelude. Reverent music prior to the opening of a church service creates an atmosphere of worship that invites the Spirit of God to be present among us and focuses our hearts on spiritual matters. In most of our services, the organist or pianist plays hymns or other appropriate sacred music for 5 or 10 minutes before a meeting. Often a piece performed by an instrumental or vocal soloist or ensemble concludes the opening musical selections. The music provided at this point is intended to remind the people assembling in the sanctuary to be in a spirit of prayer. While the prelude generally begins a few minutes prior to the scheduled opening time, the service itself should begin promptly at the announced time. Congregational singing. Congregational singing gives everyone present an opportunity to participate in the service and to personally engage in offering praise to God. Over the years, people have been drawn to services to hear the old, well-loved hymns played and sung in the true spirit of worship and to join in the singing themselves. After the prelude, most apostolic faith services continue with a few congregational songs being sung before an initial standing prayer. After prayer and any necessary announcements, another song is usually sung to open the personal testimony part of the service. Choruses or single verses of songs are interspersed between testimonies, and the assembled congregation also joins in singing a closing number after the sermon and just prior to the benediction. When available, instrumental accompaniment adds dimension and musical support to the united voices. As the pastor or minister in charge, we may be the one who announces and directs the orchestra and congregation, but this also may be done by a music leader. Whoever leads the singing, attention to the following guidelines will help ensure that this portion of the service is effective. Choose the congregational songs thoughtfully. Consider the type of service in making selections. The style of music chosen for a youth service will likely vary from what might be selected for a Sunday morning service. Consider song types. The selection of songs is very important, and many a service has benefited by the use of the proper songs at the correct moment. Hymns are valuable for reinforcing doctrinal points. Choruses lend themselves to praise and worship. A balance between the two is generally appropriate. Announce song number clearly. If an orchestra is accompanying the congregational singing, give them time to locate the correct page in their hymn books by announcing the number and the title of the song, and then repeating the number. If not all the verses are to be sung, make it clear which ones will be sung. Many of our churches have some sort of indicator, manual or electronic, which also announces the song numbers if hymnals are being used. Keep comments brief. Occasionally, a few remarks about the song itself, a verbal bridge between two types of songs or topics, or an exhortation to wholehearted participation in the singing is fitting. However, this can quickly become trite, so it is usually best to be succinct. Allow time for the congregation to find the song. Sometimes the final stanza of the song, played by the organist, pianist, orchestra, or all of them together, is played as an introduction. This gives the congregation time to find the song and also to familiarize itself with what is to be sung. At other times, a chord by the organ or keyboard establishes the key, and no other musical introduction is necessary. Direct at an appropriate tempo. The beat established should not be faster than a person can comfortably sing the words. Stay at the pulpit. The music leader should direct the congregation throughout the whole song service rather than sitting down after the first verse and chorus. Staying at the pulpit helps the congregation and accompanist to stay together and makes it easier to maintain the tempo. Use the musicians. If an orchestra is available, have them play during congregational singing. They should not sing through the majority of the song service while holding their instruments. Keep in mind that those who are playing instruments have spent time practicing and tuning up so they can play with the song service. Keep to the agreed-upon time frame. An approximate time allotted to congregational singing should be understood between the pastor and song leader. The length of the prelude will determine the length of the song service if a time frame has already been established. Sometimes there may only be time for one song, and sometimes you may have time for five. Select an appropriate closing song. Generally, our services conclude with a familiar invitation-type congregational song. This closing number should lend itself to an altar call, perhaps a hymn that encourages people to pray. The closing song is followed by the final benediction. Special musical numbers. The musical selections presented by vocalist and instrumentalist in the course of a church service contribute greatly to the beauty and holy nature of our church services. The messages contained in an anointed gospel song have inspired and encouraged countless hearts over the years. Following are a few guidelines for this aspect of music ministry. Focus on honoring God. If a musical number is to be effective in ministering to the audience, it must be anointed by the Holy Spirit. The choice of numbers and the style of presentation should always be pointed toward honoring God and bringing glory to Him rather than to displaying the performer's talent. Select appropriately. Special singers should choose their own songs, as they know best the selections that will fit their voices, their style of singing, and their vocal range. The choir conductor, however, will choose the singers for any choir number that features a vocal solo or ensemble. Use qualified musicians. Those who participate in the music at Apostolic Faith Church services must be born-again Christians and Apostolic Faith Church members. They should be chosen to fill a place because of their willingness of heart and consecrated lives, as well as for their musical talent. Since all who take part in the service represent the gospel of Jesus Christ, singers and instrumentalists should wear appropriately modest attire. Musicians from a branch Apostolic Faith Church may be used when they are visiting locally. If a guest is used from another branch, it is advisable to provide time for them to practice with the local accompanist ahead of the church service. Limit personal comments. Musicians or vocalists who present a selection during a church service generally should not give a mini-sermon or share personal thoughts before or after the music selection. There may be occasional exceptions to this guideline if an explanation or description will add to the spirit and intent of the selection. Comments of this nature should be approved ahead of time by the music director and/or pastor. It is appropriate for vocalists to testify following their presentation if their song occurs during the testimony portion of the service. Make sure the accompaniment is balanced. While vocalists may have an instrumentalist or an ensemble accompany them, care should be taken that words remain distinct. If a microphone system is used, the person adjusting the system can be helpful in this regard. The accompaniment should never predominate, as a spiritual message is in the words. Consider the lyrics. The words to the song sung in a gospel meeting should be doctrinally sound and have a message that will inspire and/or instruct the listeners in the themes of the gospel. They should also fit the nature of the meeting. The choice of a song for a baby dedication, for example, will be quite different from what would be chosen for a church dedication. Postlude. After the closing prayer, some in the congregation move toward the altar to pray, while others begin to leave the auditorium. To encourage a spirit of prayer, our accompanists follow the practice of playing a postlude at the close of each service. Counsel to ministers. The size of our congregation or the particular talents of our members may not allow a full orchestra or large choir in our local church. However, we want to encourage spiritually qualified individuals to participate in our church music ministry, whatever its size. In addition to providing a musical foundation for congregational singing, this approach involves more people in our service than just the preacher and song leader. We should help our musicians to regard their part in the work of the Lord as a privilege, never as a right or a duty. Young people should be encouraged to learn an instrument and/or to perfect their vocal abilities with the goal of one day taking part in the music ministry of the church. Be sensitive to keeping a balance between contemporary and traditional musical styles in church music. While you may have a personal preference for a certain type of gospel music, recognize that individual tastes in music vary, and there is a range of what is appropriate for a gospel meeting. While it is important to make sure that our music avoids flamboyancy or any mimicking of worldly entertainment, a variation in type of music can keep our services appealing to all age groups. It is best not to have more than one unfamiliar song in a service. When a new song is introduced, it will be learned more quickly if music, rather than words only, can be provided for the congregation. It is our responsibility as pastors to make sure our church musicians are aware of and observe all copyright laws. Only copyright owners may authorize duplication of their work. Duplicating printed or recorded music without authorization from the copyright owner is illegal and dishonest. For more on this subject, see the section of this manual titled Copyright Issues.